Amen. At this time, Jade's sister Jasmine, who has come from Vancouver, is going to come and offer a tribute to her sister.
Jade was my oldest and dearest sister. There were 10 of us, 4 boys and 6 girls. Jade was closest to me and my younger sister, Sam. My sister Jade was always very protective of us as a child and even as an adult to my sister, Sam. I remember as a little girl, she was a sister looking after us when my mom and dad were at work. I always wanted to follow her to school, that my parents had to send me to school at age 4, 2 years in kindergarten, before I started grade 1. I would sneak into her classroom and sat beside her. Jade told me that her class teacher was okay with it, but our principal, who was a very strict nun, would always send me back to my class. At home, she taught me to read and write. I was a left-hander, but my mom always told her that she had to teach me to write with my right hand, and she finally succeeded. She was a source of inspiration to all my brothers and sisters and me. I also remember very vividly when she went on her first date at age 17. I wanted to go with her and her boyfriend. My uncle was at our house, and he had to pin me down so that I would not run after them. She was by nature compassionate, kind, and generous. I also remember, even though she was a young teenager, she would give me her pocket money to buy candy from her small allowance. We brothers and sisters always respected her greatly. She was very smart and hardworking in school, and she became the head girl in her senior year. She won a scholarship to do her teacher training in Prinsford College in England. She was a very good and dedicated teacher and vice principal until she retired. I think it takes a very special person to have so many students' admiration and respect. She was very pretty, tall, elegant, and sophisticated. She was the prettiest girl in our hometown and had lots of secret admirers who would send her flowers to our house. I remember sometimes boys would call her names, Pang, and disappeared. You know, sometimes they would call her Sam, meaning Samson, because she was so tall for a Chinese girl, and the boys were always thought that she's so tall, and they gave her this name, and she just hated that nickname. And I'm sure, or I can bet you, that the secret the boys are still admiring her up to this day. Due to unfortunate circumstances, Jade's early adulthood was quite unhappy, but she went through life with pride and dignity. Her happiest moments were when Terry and Jason were born. They became her whole life. And for several years, she was also the president of the Inner Wheelers, that means the ladies Rotarians, and helped a lot of less fortunate women and children. She also raised a lot of money to rebuild her church in Ipoh, Malaysia, when it was burnt down. Even though she became a Christian as an adult, she still respected her ancestors' religion, which is Taoism. Jade had Western education, but still followed her Chinese tradition and culture. She came to Canada because she missed Terry and Jason and wanted to be near them. Jade doted on her two boys and made sure they were well brought up and had the best of education. She was very proud of their achievements. She also knew that her boys cared and loved her very much. She also knows that she's also very proud of her daughters-in-law, Amanda and Nicole, and especially her two little grandchildren, Kate and Ellie. They were her pride and joy the last few years. And often when we talk on the phone, she always tells me how pretty they are and how smart they are. Her only regret was that she was too sick to help to look after them. Jade and I were not only sisters, we became good friends. We have no secrets between us, and we talked for hours on the phone. And when we got together, we have so much to share. I will forever miss you, my dearest sister, and I know we'll meet again someday in heaven. I know you are in God's hands now. Be my angel. We will always love and miss you. Amen.